Live from the top of the Empire State Building. Get ready for the everyday entrepreneur experience. Sit back and crank up the volume. You're now listening to the Pest Equity Podcast.
Welcome all and welcome back to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. I'm your host. On episode number 46, we're going to go back and revisit the cold calling series. I'm going to get into the part two and how to make successful business cold calls. So in part one, we discussed all about what cold calls are, how to utilize them for your sales team, etc. So today I want to do part two and break down on my formula on making successful business cold calls and bringing much more business to your business. So let's get to it. If you've ever spent any time talking with actors, they will tell you that the worst possible audition is something called a cold reading. In a cold reading, the actor has no idea what kind of scene they will be asked to read for, who the character is, or what the scene is all about, until it's time to do the actual reading. Now, most salespeople treat cold calling the same way as the actor's cold reading, and that's the problem. The actor has an excuse. There really isn't any way for the actor to know what to expect. There is no excuse. However, for the salesperson has methods available for finding out in advance what information is needed to make a successful cold call. So let's jump into it. Let's talk about the types of cold calls. Before we discuss how to make your call successful, let's explore the different types of cold calls. Several years ago, I consulted for Business Machines, one of the largest makers of adding machines and calculators. This was, of course, long before a $5 calculator was available at every checkout counter. They had a very simple sales process. Every Monday, I made 75 door-to-door cold calls on local businesses. I had a canned paragraph that I memorized and recited to every business owner, regardless of the type of business. Let me share that with you. Hi, my name is Vinny with Business Machines. We carry a complete line of adding machines and calculators for all your number processing needs. However, the only way to determine if our products will be of help to you is to try one on your own figure work. I will be placing 20 machines in your area in the next week. Would Tuesday morning or Thursday afternoon be best to deliver a machine for you to try? My apologies to any sales trainers that may hear this. What I've mentioned may not be word for word accurate, but you get the basic message. The national sales closing ratio was 5 machines for every 20 placed. Let's talk about the business system broken down. As you can see from my example, the success of this plan was to work the numbers and the law of averages. See, enough people and almost anyone can sell anything to anybody. You might think the business plan has 3 parts: 75 cold calls, 20 placements, and 5 sales. It only has 1, 20 placements. Without the 20 placements, no one makes any money. After delivering my example, I would wait to see what the business owner said. Usually there was an objection. As I learned to overcome the objections, I found that I didn't have to make 75 cold calls to get 20 placements. Soon it was 65, then 50, then 35. I became more confident and knowledgeable about my own products and business in general. As I learned to be a better closer, I sold 8, then 10, then 12 out of 20 placements. I wasn't working harder anymore. I was working smarter. So let's fast forward into 2022 and let's talk about cold calling in 2022. In the years ahead, more and more salespeople are going to specialize in the type of products they sell and the kind of companies they call on. With the internet, more and more buyers are going to have access to information about a variety of products. They're going to be more informed than ever before. To be successful in sales at this level, you must be very knowledgeable about not only your products, but the products and services of those whom you sell. The old style sales model would have a hard time working in today's environment. That's a fact. So the question is, how to do cold calling today? Well, a company buyer may hear from 20 or more salespeople each day. Is it any wonder that they try to not see you? They must sit and listen to the salesperson explain about their company or products without having a clue whether they can help the buyer or not. Most inexperienced salespeople feel that the prospect will find a need for their product if they can just stay and talk long enough. Here's a smarter way to do it. Let's talk about an effective plan for cold calling. First, you want to create a list of prospects. Usually 40, 50 is a good start. Who are the big dogs in your industry? Compute your average sale and don't consider any company who doesn't measure up. Small fry costs you time and money. If necessary, assign them to order takers in your office. I don't mean to infer that you don't take care of good customers, but there are some companies whose numbers just don't justify a lot of your time and energy. Do your homework. Research these companies. Can the companies you're considering even use products or services that you offer? You need to know before you waste your time and theirs calling on them. If they're valid customers, then put them on your list. If not, move on. Here are some suggestions for researching companies. Do they have a website? Check out their site and look for any weaknesses that might make them vulnerable to their competitors. Don't stop there. Also check the website of their customers and competitors. Remember, they're trying to beat the competition just like you are. Find a way to help them do it, and they will meet you at your office. The internet. You aren't done on the internet. Do searches of online newspapers for articles on their industries and products. If they're a public company, visit investment sites and get the latest advice about company plans, new products, and expansion plans. Let me give you some final thoughts. Knowledge is power. The more you know about your potential customer, the better. Buyers will be impressed at your knowledge of their company and products. If you can effectively match your products to their needs, then the hardest part is behind you. All that's left is coming to a financial agreement that's a win-win for both parties. Well, I hope this episode helps someone out there. I appreciate everyone for tuning in, supporting us, sharing the podcast. Go over to Instagram and follow us there. The Facebook page should be out in the next week. Please go on over to YouTube and subscribe to our channel there. It's an ongoing community. We appreciate each and every one of you. If anyone's got a question, comment, concern, you want to be a guest on this show, shoot me an email, pastequitypodcast@gmail.com, and we will arrange that. I'll see you all on the next episode. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of the Pest Equity Podcast. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Pest Equity Podcast and join the Facebook group. Have a question or topic for the show? Shoot us an email at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com.